Bro, how you got this nigga's girlfriend?
I mean,
house phone number.
You gotta remember.
How?
He's a.
How did you do it?
He's a Hollywood actor, bro. At this point, you connected to where he at, where he be at. Like, he still basically consider his guardian at this point. Remember?
That's sick.
But he was going through the white pages. Nigga, it's just big meat. Nigga, boom, damn. What? I'm really like that. And your best work is a light pack. Nigga, Prince outlived my jet. Nigga, boom. For all your dogs getting buried, that's okay with all these nines. You gon' see Pet Cemetery. Sheesh. Sheesh. Nigga, boom. I guess he...
Oh. Wow. Like... Yo, every time. It's like every time.
Oh, welcome back.
He just threw us off. Go ahead.
Please. This is the Goodfellas Podcast, episode 183, I believe. Shout out to all the guests we had. But back to the regularly scheduled program. We've got a lot to get to. Starting with that right there. Kendrick said, fuck out of here. All that.
This is B-Lo. He ain't let me introduce myself.
Yeah.
It's Blanco. I forgot. DJ, one up.
Yes, see my boy from the back.
Whoa.
Sorry. No Diddy.
That was crazy.
No Diddy.
That
my
was
fault.
Definitely crazy.
My fault.
Definitely no Diddy. No Diddy. Back it up.
No Diddy. But no, yeah. Diddy.
Oh my God.
Well, if y'all paid attention clearly, y'all heard my boy Kendrick. And y'all know what's going on.
I don't know what's happening, actually.
Everybody know what's happening.
No, I wasn't paying attention.
Kendrick came for niggas once again.
Unsolicited, too. You don't feel like he just had no reason to do that?
It was kind of out of nowhere. Like.
Honestly, it was, but it's like, I fuck with it because it's like, it's been too much of teaming up, like, to where it's like we ain't getting no good beef. No,
what you mean by that? what you got going on today, bro?
No good beef is crazy.
Yo, I'm wilding right now.
But I agree. I never saw that happening.
Boom,
though.
Bye bye.
Like the era where I thought that might have happened, like Drake and Kendrick.
Yeah, facts.
I'm like, all right, that's never happening, and out of nowhere.
It's like, yo, you gotta really think. What made him just say, you know what?
Fuck these niggas.
Like, I'm about to just, cause mind you, just in their song First Shooter, he was part of the big three.
Yeah.
So it's like, for someone just to say that, you don't usually come back with, nah, fuck your big three.
It's just big me. Nigga, bum.
Nigga, I ain't in y'all group, nigga.
Like, what? Well, maybe he felt like that because he wasn't on the track.
Fuck your life!
Why say it's the big three and not even add me?
Nah, because it's just him.
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying now it's just him. Well, it's always been just him, but I'm saying, like, for the response, it's like, if we so much of the big three, why wasn't the big three on the track?
I don't know. Drake and Cole seem like they were not Cole, and Kendrick was cool. Seemed like they was cool too. I don't know. I don't have an answer for that.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't have an answer either.
But Drake don't really fuck with Kendrick though.
Yeah, he don't.
Since that controller shit, he don't fuck with him.
I was going to say, this kind of reminds me of Controller.
Yeah.
Because he was definitely gunning for... Kendrick just started name-dropping whoever and everybody just because.
Names ain't even rhyme.
Yeah, where he was just letting them fly. So this time that he's being direct, I mean, you know.
How y'all feel about it?
No, I feel like it was a strong record. I definitely thought that Drake would have responded by now based off his track record.
He on tour.
And who gives a fuck? I'm a little disappointed. I'm disappointed because
there's no response yet.
The Meek shit. Meek couldn't even finish tweeting. Charged up came. Some days went by. All right, back to back. The Pusha shit. W Freestyle. I think it might have came out the next day.
Was he on tour?
Who, Pusha?
No, Drake.
Oh, Drake?
Was he on tour? I feel like
Drake is always on tour.
Yeah.
Yeah, when Pusher dissed him, was he on tour?
I don't know.
I don't remember. See, but he was very quick to respond.
That shit was next day.
That's on me. I was supposed to bring my MacBook. I said I was going to do that.
Yeah, you did say you was going to do that.
Next.
You want me to look it up? Was Drake on tour?
But anywho.
During Daytona.
Yeah. It could be because he's on tour, or maybe he's in the process of writing back. Because first off, something like that, you can't come back light.
Cause Meek was on tour when Drake dissed him. All
right, but look though, can you come back light?
Definitely not.
So you gotta, I'm not gonna head there again. you gotta come back.
Back to good beef, huh?
Well, that's not where I was going, but it was gonna be a no diddy. But yeah, I mean, he just probably in the process of writing it.
Right, this long?
I think he might. I think that he might be a little shook.
Mm.
And you know, Drake is a shoot first kind of person.
I will say though, for him not to respond but keep giving the quotes and comments during his tour is I'm not liking.
IG baddie-ish.
Yeah, I'm not liking that shit. You keep doing, oh yeah, and just to let y'all niggas know, I'm still 10 toes down.
I thought you spun the captions. I don't like that either.
Oh no, I'm talking about like the comments he making on tour, like while he performing, like, and not no other nigga can fuck with me on this earth. Like, my nigga, get in the booth.
Yeah.
Like, but what you rating at 1 through 10?
I don't know if I like rate it. Like, it's not. Cause they ain't really in it yet.
Yeah.
As like a.
But a, like a.
As a shoot first.
Yeah.
I might go like 7.
I'm putting it up there for a shoot first, like just to poke at the bear. Yeah. I'm putting it up there. I give it like a good 8.5 or 9.
Okay.
The verse. I give it an 8.
Yeah, cause it's like at the end of the day, you poking the bear and you really.
Well, Kendrick is the bear.
Yeah.
In my humble opinion.
Help the bear.
Well, is Kendrick the bear or is he mystical? I feel like he mystical right now. And he telling niggas help the bear.
Yeah. Yeah, but, I might be with you there.
Because that bitch
will need it. I'm with you there.
That's actually kind of funny.
Yeah, mystical really funny for that. That's legendary.
I mean, you can see like, you know, Drake feel like Drake is kind of avoiding the situation, to be honest. Like,
I think he is.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Because he up there performing with all of his, you know, heart and not saying nothing about it. Like, he just.
Bro, he stopped in between his show really to, like, after it and made a whole speech of, not another nigga on this earth can fuck with me. Like, bro, what are you doing all of that for? Like, I'd rather you not have said anything and just act like you not even paying it no mind than to sit here and do that.
Get in the booth, Drake.
Get in the booth.
Go respond in like, a song.
Refund niggas they tickets and focus on this beef. No diddy.
Yo.
I'm sorry.
Yo.
But, yeah, I'm
y'all wild. Think Cole says anything?
Yeah. I don't think it's going to be anytime soon. I think Cole going to do it on his time. Yeah,
he's legit in the middle of an album rollout, so I don't think he's.
Yeah, I feel like Cole just going to randomly do a song, but it's probably going to be like 2 months from now, and it's going to be responding.
Remember that shit you said, Kendrick?
But.
I call it sooner than 2 months.
Yeah, I just feel like it ain't going to be on his.
Y'all been watching like them little vlog shits he doing?
Mm-mm.
He doing like some throwback DVD shit, like
what?
Clips, like on the video is like click this and you see like tour, and then if you click this, it's like one of his new songs he doing, and he's bugging.
That's fire.
And then it just cuts off. That's he fire. Dropped like 2 of those so far. I'll show you after the pod.
Copy. Yeah, I also tune into that too. Now, in the same sentence, are we feeling like Drake and Future is beefing?
Yeah.
Drake and Future over this?
Not over this, but do you feel like there's some beef there? Because you know, Drake, people have been saying that there's little signs to
them beefing.
Yeah,
Future wouldn't allow that if he was still cool with Drake.
Would he?
See, my thing I was saying was like
he wouldn't allow that.
I would say like because it's not.
I don't know Future, so I don't know.
I would say maybe if you in that situation, you hit Drake up like, yo, look, I'm just letting you know, feel me? I just got the verse back. He said, feel me? Or like, not he said, but like, just know it's some bars towards you, feel me? And then you still, because it ain't like, if it was like a real diss track, then there. But, it's poking a bit, feel me?
But I don't know.
It's other things that, you know, are on the album that are.
And even before that, which I started, things I never considered, like. Mm-hmm. The song "What Will Pluto Do"?
Yes.
Did y'all re-listen to that?
Yes. No. Talking about did y'all ever?
No. Did y'all re-listen to?
Oh, re-listen to it. I've seen people breaking it down.
I think that's the source of what's going on. I think it tells something. Not the source, but it's like, all right.
It does like
fucking the same girl. Kind of got a little.
Oh.
Yeah, bro. Because it's
is
like,
is that
yo,
what happened?
Why would really? You? Really make
it's called "What Will Pluto Do" and the song is about fucking a girl that my man's hit.
That's what I'm saying. Like at first, everybody thinking it was like a praise of, oh yeah, you know, Future, yeah. But now it's looking more in a sense of you really was being subliminal, like a motherfucker, like,
which is crazy. I listen to Future music and I'm like, all right, this is either gonna turn me up or it's gonna sound like he's singing. So. I don't really be paying attention to some of his lyrics, I guess. But I don't be looking for beef hints. No Diddy.
And then the intro track. I didn't listen to the whole thing about like the songs that I was supposed to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
The intro, the end, where he started going, oh, you a nigga number one fan, dog.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, he's talking to somebody.
You want to know what's so crazy? And you hear one of the same, what you call it? When Drake was using the dog sounds on,
sounds on that song.
I don't like. Maybe I'm stretching it, but I feel like there's different sounds you could use when it comes. But it's the same exact sound that Drake used on his album. So and, that's why I'm like, oh.
And we have the obvious Metro and Drake beef.
Even though Metro came out and said that they not beefing and there's no beef.
Oh, fuck out of here. They beefing.
It's cap.
It's cap. We seen Metro might be trying to hold it down, but we seen Drake like talk shit about this nigga already.
Yeah, I don't know.
Rap is wicked, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like it is some kind of tension there between them because... It just seemed off, like.
And you know what Future said? If your Metro don't trust you, I'm gonna shoot you.
Indeed.
Then yo, when he threw my son Clip in there, cause Academics actually was the one that led me to seeing where that real video came from when my son Prodigy was like,
oh yeah, what are you talking about, Joe?
We not, yeah, I never seen that before, but. I'm like, yo, this is like, I don't know, son. Like, it is. So I want to see what's going on. Also, in that part of where Drake was on tour and he was making the comments during his show, he said, all 15 of my ops linking up, feel me? So I'm like, all right, you ain't even addressed like just one person, the one person that
they linking up. You seen Royce?
Yeah, Ross,
in the car, blasting the song on Follow Drake.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro. It's wicked.
Like, what?
What is happening right now?
I don't know what's going on. I need to know what's happening. I need to know what's happening because, like, niggas that made great music together is beefing.
It's gonna be wild when we like finally figure it out.
Well, after that happened, Drake invited Ross's ex, one of them.
Yeah, baby mother
to the show. I'm like, this is wicked, bro.
50 afloat eating hibachi.
Yeah, I'm like, damn.
So,
but I don't know. It's Drake against everybody. It look like
he's not gonna survive. Mm. Well, he'll survive, but he not. He's not gonna like diss all of them. Like, what are you gonna do? Put out a song dissing everybody?
Sometimes I be feeling like he do already.
He might as well embrace the villain role now. Like, the whole push of shit, where I don't want to be the villain. I might go too far.
I'm
now.
I'm going to end his career if I leak what I know, because I'm Canadian.
Nobody would hear that shit now, bro. Like, you might as well just do it. You have nothing else to protect now.
Drake just good for, like, talking about how he had your bitch at one point.
Yep.
That's what he gonna hit you with. He gonna remind you of. Had shorty on the 50th floor doing the night. He gonna say something of someone that you love or you had that he had or have.
Yeah.
But yeah, that, I don't know. It's wicked, but I'm here for it.
I'm here for it too. Let's see what happens.
There ain't gonna be no response for a little bit.
If Drake don't respond, I'll look at him totally different now. Cause he, as far as from his career, like, he always go out there and just do what he gotta do. Like, I think he might be scared of the boogeyman, as Kendrick calls himself.
The boogeyman in my ass.
Nah, nigga said if Drake really was a true villain, he'll put Russell Wilson in his next video.
That'd be crazy.
He does some shit like that, bro. I don't think it's going to be about rap anymore.
Sidebar. Y'all remember when Big Sean shut the fuck up? When Kendrick told him shut the fuck up?
What? Why does it sound familiar?
All right, so before Damn Drop, I think it was The Heart Part 4, where he was like, he called him like a scared little bitch and all that. He's talking about
God.
And then,
where was I for this?
Kendrick actually eventually took the song down, but he was calling Big Sean like a scared little bitch and all that. And then Be Humble, they said it's about Big Sean.
Is Kendrick the real villain? Like, what's going on here?
This man just Big Sean actually, he attacked Kendrick first and then said, I wasn't talking about him. After that.
I beg your pardon?
Yeah, nah, that's wicked. You can't send shots and then be like, no, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it.
Because, remember the,
I didn't mean it at all, sorry.
You remember Big Sean's No More Interviews?
Not really.
But he was like, oh, y'all think niggas is fire, but it's at, because he rapping fast, when you rap it backwards, shit, like, this shit ass. And then Kendrick responded, obviously, and then Big Sean was like, nah, I wasn't talking about him. I guess you was.
Who else raps fast and backwards?
And you was upset because you got outshined on your own song. But that's all I have. We'll see what happens. I think healthy rap competition is needed.
Yeah, especially now.
I don't really, yeah. Because when the last time we had that? Was it Drake and Meek?
It's just Drake and someone else always.
Yeah.
It really is. Damn, that's kind of crazy.
Kendrick not battle tested for real. Cole not battle tested.
Yeah, Drake and Meek, Drake and Push. Now it's Drake and everyone.
Well, yeah, I can't wait to see where this go. I'm here for it, like you said. It definitely is needed. You know, just something to just spice shit up.
Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, I just would love to see a different... Cause honestly, like, for me, I don't really be liking too much. Well, not liking, but I ain't really care too much about the Drake and Meek after a while. Or Drake and Push.
Meek got in his bag too late.
He trolled first.
War Pain was that work. If he dropped that earlier,
nah,
it goes a different way.
It was too far gone. Cause he dropped that little fake track on SoundCloud talking about, oh, here's my response.
Yeah, that shit was doodle.
And it was not a response. It was like some nonsense. Like,
that shit was doodle. Nigga just clipped up all the references. Like, nigga, shut up. But yeah. Nah, they beef was crazy because when they was in the same hotel, and then Drake is playing back to back above Beach Room the whole time.
Yeah, that was good. I ain't gonna hold you. That was a good part right there.
I'm like, these niggas is crazy. It's crazy.
But, yeah, Meek had a wild downfall because it was like once niggas started realizing how corny he is.
But he's always been, bro.
But I'm saying once the nigga started realizing.
Yeah. It's because he, He's still making fire music to me. I don't know.
No, I ain't saying his music.
But niggas got more options now. Cause before, like early, like they saying Meek was the voice of the streets type shit. Like, he goes, oh, I went listen to Drake before the beef. Like, nah, he only bumping Meek type shit. Like, but now it's more street rappers.
Meek just be killing me sometimes. The fries on the lap.
Unnecessary. The hella chlorine potatoes.
Falling, nigga taking a picture next to the toilet. Talking about hungover. With his hand out to people see his watch.
Nah. Did niggas crazy. Find out who took the picture of him, like, getting in the car when both his hands was on the seat?
Nah.
What?
I ain't never see that.
Nigga said
Wait, oh, with him crawling into the car?
Who took that picture? Nigga said it's Diddy. Yo, nigga said Diddy took that picture.
Chill out.
Because how? Who took the picture?
I know niggas scared with Diddy.
Yeah, facts.
Niggas is scared with Diddy right now.
Yeah, let's talk about that real quick.
Niggas is scared while Diddy, bro, because niggas is worried of what Diddy... Bro, they said Diddy had a camera in every room.
Yep, he got it all. He said, I'm going down, everybody going down.
Like, bro, what?
The whole, like, them trying to, like, the feds raiding, like, his crib.
They said government officials been there.
Bro, what?
And nigga said Diddy was on the run. That nigga took his like daughter bowling the other day. Nigga,
yeah, in fact.
He is not on the run.
Diddy is not on the run. They just...
Yeah, I'm like, is that real?
Yeah, that nigga is not on the run at all. Nigga chilling.
Yeah.
Now...
So for the...
Go ahead. What you was about to say?
I was just going to say for... I'm having a brain fart. If it come back to me, I'll say it. But otherwise, yeah, Cat Williams did say that niggas was getting exposed this year. And, yeah.
But,
This is what's happening. I don't know if he was talking about Diddy, though.
Did they come up with any findings from the raid? Like,
not what, that I seen.
All we still got is nigga Lil Raj reports. Like, no real, like, evidence have come up yet.
That's what I was going to ask. Why are they raiding this man's, like, property? Like, do they have something on him? Did anybody?
They only do that when they do though. So I don't know what it is exactly, but
somebody put out the theory is not to find something, it's to retrieve evidence from important people being there.
Yeah, I won't put it past that because they probably like, yo, I ain't about to keep letting this nigga have possession of this because. Dude. God, I really think Diddy is a powerful motherfucker in the game. And it's like, not to say he didn't earn to get where he at, but like, there's more stuff to it.
Yeah. But you gotta be connected to get to a certain point.
But nah, someone was saying, like, why do people always wait to like a certain moment to start telling their stories?
That's what's pissing me off the most about this.
Nah, what had me crying was, I don't know who podcast it was. I only seen the clip, and I meant to save it. It was somebody podcast, and it was an older artist. And supposedly, him and Diddy did a song in the studio or whatever. And after, they wanted to go celebrate.
Uh-huh. Oh, God.
So, he like, yeah, they get in the limo or whatever. And he like, yeah, man, Diddy pulled out this little baggie. And they had like e-pills and all that. And he was trying to give me some. I was like, nah, I don't do that. I only do weed. So he like, yeah. So we end up going to the club. And he was like, this club got 3 floors. He's like, so on the first floor is lit. Like the second floor, you know, just look a little weird. So, but once we got to the third floor, I start seeing dudes kissing and all that.
What?
Yo. I seen what time it was. He like, I just had to get up out of here. He ain't taking no hard way. I'm like, yo, what?
My thing is like, why bring this up now? Like, in the highlight of certain things over other certain things, like, the highlight now is more so of his sexual preference more than the assault and the harassment shit that's going on. Like, and the potential... These clips of the young R&B stars being exposed to certain things is a little weird, too. But, like, I feel like some of the wrong things are being highlighted now. Like,
bro,
rumor about Puff has been going on a long time.
I was just about to say, everybody already know.
It's just a lot more evidence coming out now, though, because I seen the clip. he was on a talk show with like Mike Tyson, and Mike Tyson like took his hand. put it back on Diddy's lap because he's like, you're touching me a little too much.
Actually, because remember you were saying, what was it that they had on him? Supposedly, part of the charges is trafficking kids and sex.
Oh, yeah.
That's part of one of the charges. So,
this whole thing is getting out of hand, bro.
Yeah.
They probably won't. I haven't seen anything on the underage part, but the trafficking in general, they could possibly get them on because that charge is fairly simple to prove. Mm. You just got to move a couple people to one place to the next. Like, that's it. And did he travel? Like,
yeah, just get in this van.
Like I said, you just got to move.
That's an easy one to catch him on.
It is a fact, though. It is. Nigga said, hop on this plane with me. Now I just trafficked you to Bahamas. But yeah, bro, everybody already know, like, Diddy's always been off. Mm-hmm. It's not hard to tell. You can tell by the way he act, what he post, how he talk. Like, you know it's something there. We probably, like, I feel like the ones that's in the game knows the real details, and people like us, we just know it's something. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, honestly, bro, it's too much wicked things going on. Of course, we just gonna have to wait and see as far as with Diddy.
Nigga said he think he ghosts when the pink cocaine thing came up.
Oh yeah, because they got his drug.
I'm like, that nigga is not selling that shit. That shit for his parties.
Yeah, bro.
When a party got pink cocaine.
I refuse to think any Diddy party don't involve any type of...
Yeah, niggas is high in there.
No, I'm just saying, like, ain't no way nobody gonna ever convince me, like, nah, this party's just regular. We out. No.
And it might be regular for, like, the first couple of hours.
Yeah.
And then shit gonna take a turn.
The next thing you know, NDAs is being passed around. Oh, what's this for?
They just gonna have hors d'oeuvres, and it's gonna be drugs on that bitch.
Nigga said, I have a Transformer E-pill right here for you. And a Pink Panther line. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know, bro. We gonna see, like, that is, like I said, it's a lot that's unfolding right now. Just as so much as Quiet on the Set.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
Quiet on the Set, if you're not familiar with Quiet on the Set, it's basically about Dan Snyder. He was a producer at Nickelodeon.
He made all the shows.
Yeah, he's known for basically all of his shows that we loved. Are Your Kids? Because he even had a few that was like still being fairly new.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, Dan Schneider, basically, he started off with All That. Then as he was with All That, he made like spring off shows to All That, giving Key and Pill. I mean, I said Key and Pill.
Keenan and Kel. You tried. You did your best.
Yeah. Keenan and Kel.
I respect that effort.
The Amanda Show, Drake and Josh, iCarly.
What's crazy is I didn't know that he was an actor first.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
I had no idea that he was like acting before he became like a writer.
What I didn't realize, and I feel like this is just because we as kids watching the show, that when he was playing in some of the skits, I at that time did not.
He was some fat white dude.
Yeah, I feel like they were playing him as to be.
Yeah.
The producer. But when the real producer is.
I thought the same thing.
Feel me? And then, so that's why I'm like, yo, I remember seeing him. I remember him being in that jacuzzi.
Yeah.
I remember him like playing. I remember him father. In Good Burger. Damn. Yeah.
I remember him in Good Burger too.
But you see what I'm saying? So like, but yeah, Dan Snyder, he's had a hand in all of it. Pretty much. He was Nickelodeon's golden boy. And Dan has, well, he was accused. I don't know if he was what he was really charged with.
I don't know if it was.
Let's take a look.
Yeah, Dan look Schneider? At this. Yeah.
What was his actual charges?
The Power of Google.
Yeah. I'm not sure the actual one. I know that whatever it was.
Okay. So Dan was basically, well, now it actually just says accused of creating a hostile work environment that was rampant with sexual harassment and racism. They didn't even show.
I didn't see the racism. I saw the sex. He was sexist.
Yeah. Sexist, definitely. But from the quiet on the set, I didn't get
any. Maybe sending a little black boy out to get covered in peanut butter and licked by dogs.
No. The one where he had the black boy selling the cookies.
Yes.
There you go.
That was racist.
Yes.
You said you want some cookies?
Had the little nigga trapping cookies.
And that was actually, I think, his first scene.
Yeah.
So the black one?
Yeah, his first role was to be like that, selling the cookies, like a drug dealer. But shout out to his mother, because his mother was very aware of like the weird scenes that her son do or whatever. And, you know, she was speaking up, but it can only go so far.
You know what was also wild? Little Fetus.
Fetus was crazy.
Little Fetus was crazy. Bro, just having them all
the youngest rapper alive and he's a fetus.
Bro, having them all in them type of like no. Cause the nose one was crazy.
Yeah.
The nose where he had the big ass nose right on old boy shoulder pads and it looked like a whole beef on his shoulder. But Dan was very known for having, and they call it cum shots scenes. So if you look back on a lot of the old clips, there's a lot of scenes where something will just squirt out onto whoever's face at the time.
And it's like a close-up, too.
Yeah, a very close-up, and it's just always something, whether it was one of snot, it was one of candy, it was too many of them, honestly.
Yeah, if it was like one or two, I'm like...
Yeah, feel me?
But it's mad at them shit.
He has a... And there's different, like, don't get me wrong, I'm sure other shows have done it, but when Dan ever did it, it was always a close-up, and it always was, like, focus on this, feel me? So he had a habit of those, and he had a foot fetish.
Sure.
if you look back, as I'm watching this, I'm like, yo, you know what? I never really realized it. Well, of course, as a kid, but, like, I start remembering how many scenes it was just always something with feet.
Yeah.
Always something with feet. Like, it hit me once they said something.
Damn, some kinky-ass motherfuckers.
I'm like, yo, it was always someone touching a foot, rubbing a foot, foot in the mouth.
Like,
it was always something with feet, bro. But, Dan had an issue with that, and Quiet on the Set was bringing it to light. And part of Quiet on the Set bringing the things that were going on with Dan and Nickelodeon was more things behind the scenes.
The shit where he had an old girl like telling her high school story, acting like she's being
sodomized.
Like,
that is wicked, bro.
We have a problem.
He's had, like, bro, like you were saying, also he was sexist. He was made mad comments saying he didn't even think women were funny.
Not making them split the pay was crazy.
He made two women split one salary, which was crazy. At one point he literally told her, like, yo, you're not gonna get paid for 11 weeks.
Which is wicked. After she already put in,
yeah, and she was stamped at that point,
so
2 hours and years of work.
Yeah,
that's insane.
That, like, I'm like, yo, you know what is getting out of hand when it came to it. But then, as you go deeper into Quiet on the Set, you start to learn a lot more. And when you learn a lot more, you come across the pickle guy.
The pickle nigga was sick. He was sick. It was crazy. I remember seeing him like all that with the tray of pickles, and thinking like, why is he here just holding a tray of pickles?
It would have been different if he was like dressed up as a pickle and they called him Pickle Boy.
Yeah,
but he just got a tray of pickles and he's just.
So I did think he was weird back then, but I didn't know why.
Yeah, so basically, Pickle Guy, his real name is Brian Peck. He was always on the show with a bunch of pictures. He was also known as a coach, yes, a producer. And he just worked very close with the kids. He wasn't just an actor on a few scenes. He started being in every scene after a while. But Brian Peck is the abuser to Drake Bell. And you start to learn what happened with Drake Bell. And essentially, Drake Bell was, as he was coming up, right around the time before Drake and Josh were starting, Drake was always with his father.
Shout out to his pops, man.
Yeah, that part was
sad,
bro.
Shout out to his pops.
Yeah. That part was sad.
For sure.
Drake got into acting basically because his pops wanted to find something for them to do, bond with, and he just thought Drake would be fit for it. Absolutely. Feel me? Drake did it. Was amazing. He ended up being on All That, and of course his talents got him further into his career. But his father was always there, hand in hand.
Right, his pops was like his manager.
Yes, yeah. His pops was his manager at a point.
Uh-huh.
Then came Brian Peck, and Brian wanted to basically separate Drake from being with his father. Started putting to Drake, hey, look, your money's not showing up correctly. He's taking from you. He's no good for you. And of course, you as a young child, being close to someone of his like stature, it's like, you know what? He wants good for me.
He's looking out.
You just think everything he's saying is the right thing. You don't think none of the wrong things. And he started to like wanting to separate from his father. And then Brian got in contact with the mother. Drake's father and mother were divorced. So when he got in contact with the mother, he got to the mother ear and even got the mother to basically just not want Drake's father to be there. So once,
like, yo, listen, Drake don't want you to be his manager.
Yeah, anymore. Once he got that call, and it's crazy because I'm like, yo, his father is so much of a real nigga, bro.
Yeah.
Like, really shout out to Drake Bell's father, bro, because once he got the call, he like, yo, I knew this was going to separate us and it was going to hurt me, but at the end of the day, I just wanted to do it for my son.
Yeah.
So, and I'm like, yo, you know what? I respect that. Like, at the end of the day, you're not making it hard for him. You see that he's flourishing. You just want the best for him. So, he
do you feel like he should have fought harder, though?
Yes and no, because, I mean, it would have looked bad on his pops, because you got Drake, Brian, and his mom, you know, on the same side talking about, like, yo, they're trying to X you out of Drake's career entirely.
I would say it was pointless.
Cause, yeah, I'm about to say there's only so much you could do.
Because, if anything, you would have made the bond even worse than what it was, because now he's gonna be even madder at you for the fact that you're making this go this route.
I'll tell you why I'm on the fence after you finish telling the story, my bad.
Then
not only that, I feel like it was no way he was gonna win. Like, when it comes to who Brian Peck is, and you got Drake already convinced that you're stealing money from him. With the mother, like, it's like, you could have fought harder, but was you ever going to win, though? Like, I'm listening.
I'll say my piece after.
Go ahead. No, I'm saying. That was it.
Like, the whole them accusing him of stealing the money and then him trying to fight it would have looked crazy. But
they would have had to prove that, bro.
I was about to say.
Because it ain't come about until he said he's uncomfortable with this situation. With the dude, because Brian was mad.
Facts.
And then when he brings it up, like, hey, I don't think this is appropriate, the writer up's like, oh, well, you might be homophobic because he's gay and he's touchy like that.
Mm-hmm. So,
and then apparently they did their investigations and the like everything checked out. Like,
that's what I'm saying. At what point do you feel like he would have won in that situation? Or do you feel like he was always going to lose? Because I feel like he was always losing.
He could have proved the money.
Huh?
He could have.
No, I'm not talking about the money part, but I'm saying as far as just winning your son back into, like, feeling like you're good for him when you got someone that's a coach.
Mm-hmm.
known to be on a lot of shows, a producer like that's literally, and mind you, at this point,
his son, my Drake might have been mad at him for separating that relationship, but it's tough because
Drake would have never got that far. You know, Brian Peck was going to blackball him after that.
I don't know.
I feel like if he did not get his way,
Drake and Josh was next up, bro.
It was, but at the same time, I feel like how connected he was to Dan, and there's, remember, at this point, there's no real allegations, nothing mm-hmm. proved of him touching. I feel like he would have been able to convince him.
Maybe.
It's possible.
But, yeah, we really don't know.
But that was on his mind, though, you know, because, like, he knew what kind of connections Brian had. So he was like, all right, well, if he's, like you said, if he's saying that my dad is not the best for me, maybe I should, like, hear him out and hear what he has to say.
That's my only thing, because I feel like as a kid, you see that. And like you said, Drake and Josh was next up. Cool. But as a kid, in your mind, you thinking that he has enough.
I'm saying Drake was going to feel how he felt regardless. I'm just saying, do you just, it's hard to say. Like,
also,
you just give up that like that?
Also, the mother and him been had a bad relationship.
Yeah. And so he said he told her, like, whatever you do,
don't ever leave him alone with him.
But finish telling the story.
Yeah, so
I felt bad for Drake, bro.
Yeah.
Honestly,
I felt terrible.
It got to the point where his father had to give everything up, and he just let the mother know.
The accounts.
He said, listen. Yeah, and that's why I'm like, yo, it's fucked up, bro, because he literally did not fight. He handed the accounts over, and all he said to this woman was, whatever you do, please do not ever leave him alone with this man.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Don't, no matter what it is. Like, and I feel like at that point, fuck whatever we got between us. If you're
like
telling
that,
me, for, and I'll play devil's advocate, because they had a bad relationship already, mm-hmm. in her head, it looks like, being that this guy is putting these, because remember, he's telling her, oh, he's stealing the bread. You just saying this because you don't like him, that he caught you stealing bread.
Yeah, but at the point, he's giving everything up. He has nothing to gain from saying that. Yeah.
That's why I'm like, yo, like, how do you not listen to this man? This man did not fight you.
And make it about your son. Like, he's talking about, like, protecting your child.
Yeah, so he basically just left her with that. He gave everything up and said, yo, please just don't leave our child alone with this man. Of course, she did the complete opposite.
Sent that nigga to his house overnight.
And I, like,
you understand, Brian's okay.
Cause she didn't feel like driving.
Yeah, so Drake lived that hour away.
Like,
from,
yo, what? Drake didn't feel like driving?
It ain't just that, though. I'm going to still be with her. I'm going to give her a little, Drake lived an hour away from the studios. Lived an hour away from everybody. He just was too far.
And Cali is big.
Yes. But in the traffic is crazy.
And the traffic,
you
is
add
nuts.
The distance with the traffic, that probably was like a 2 hour ride, to be honest with you. But anyway, right? She's also looking at this man like he's a coach. He's going to help my
you
son.
You don't know this nigga. That's the difference between white people and black people.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
That is
yes.
the difference.
Yes.
We're not just leaving our kids to some nigga we don't know.
We are not speaking for us, people. Let's just get this clear, because our parents know damn well better.
Yeah.
Unless she spent a night at his house, too. I ain't staying at no random man. My mother is not letting me stay at no man house unless she is staying at this man house with me in the same bed as her. Bro, I'm sorry, y'all. This is where y'all fall short. Y'all cannot be too trusting with people like this.
Yeah.
And she was. So what resulted into that was that Drake started spending a night at Brian Peck's house, because Brian is a coach. Brian already lives close. Mm-hmm. So to kill two birds in one stone, my son gets to become a better actor, and I don't have to take a drive. Mm-hmm. He's right there.
And we making money.
Yeah. I get to sit back and just reap in the benefits. Mm-hmm. And as it, at first Drake said, like, it wasn't, it didn't go that way. But the more he started being over there, Brian just took advantage. And honestly, we're not going to go too much into detail, but in the best way I could put it is the same way Drake wanted to put it, because he was uncomfortable saying how he felt. He said, just think of all the worst things you could think that could be done to someone. And that's what happened.
Yeah, that's wicked, bro.
When they showed the report and they... Yeah.
They highlighted some of those words.
Yeah, when they highlighted certain words, bro, I'm like, yo.
Yeah.
And the sad part is Drake, like, yo, he couldn't do anything because every time Brian kept finding a way to, like, make him be at his house. Oh, yeah, we got to do this. We also got to go over this. And tomorrow we're shooting this. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember Drake saying the age that it started. But eventually at 16, I do know Drake had a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Drake gets a girlfriend. And Drake starts spending more time with his girlfriend. So Drake is at his girlfriend's house. And as Drake is at his girlfriend's house, Brian and Drake had plans. But Drake purposely stayed at his girlfriend's house because he did not want to be with Brian.
I bet.
The plan was to go to Disney. And literally what happens is Drake starts seeing his phone ringing. He knows what's up. He doesn't answer. Brian was so obsessed and nasty. Yo, it's sick, bro, because just remember, Drake is 16. Brian is like 40 at this point. Brian starts calling the girlfriend's home phone to get in contact with Drake. Keeps calling. Keeps calling. The mother picks up. The mother goes, hey, here's the phone. Drake not wanting to do too much and show it all. He like, oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I must have forgot, but, yeah, I'm going to stay here.
I want to know how he got her phone number. How you got this nigga's girlfriend house phone number?
You got to remember.
How?
How
did you do it?
He's a Hollywood actor, bro. At this point, you connected to where he at, where he be at. Like, he still basically consider his guardian at this point. Remember?
That's sick.
But he was going through the white pages.
Nah, if he did that, yo.
I'm finding this.
The level of horny you got to be at?
Yeah.
Bro, he called a bunch of different houses.
Yeah, he was on SpongeBob water horny. I need it, bro, because you're wilding, bro. But he's
terminated. Are you Sarah Connor?
Yo, he blows up the phone. The mother answers. She hands the phone to Drake. Drake plays it off. He's like, I'm just going to kick it here. Hangs up.
Mm-hmm.
After he hangs up, the man continues to call Drake phone after. Mad, just upset because Drake canceled him. Thankfully, shout out to this woman as well. She noticed it. She's a parent. She said, nah. Calls Drake into the kitchen and says, what's going on? Drake like, oh, he's just upset. We had a plan. And she like, no. Ain't no 40-year-old man should be calling my daughter's boyfriend 16 that many times. Still, Drake doesn't say much. The woman calls the mother. They go to a therapist. And feel me? Drake plays it off still at this point, and he just says,
crazy.
Yo, good thing we caught it. Feel me? Because, and this is what I'm saying, remember, Drake at this point has a fear that this man is so connected.
Powerful, yeah.
That if I was to say something, that's it for me. So Drake doesn't say nothing. But randomly one day while Drake is on the phone with his mother, he just breaks down and he tells it all. Immediately the mother calls the cops. Crazy part is the cops just set up a whole wiretap phone and just have Drake call him and have him admit to his wrongdoings.
He was like, I don't like what you did to me. He was like, am I being recorded?
Yike.
And then proceeds to say everything.
Yeah, so.
Now, are you trying to get me caught up? Are you conspiring against me?
And that's sick, bro. And literally, bro.
They should have known he was a sicko. Man had
John Wayne Gacy.
Like, come on, bro.
Yes.
One of the most notorious.
Please just watch the documentary, bro. Like, it's
serial killers.
Which is why I'm shocked it even got to that point, because remember he had like the kids come at his house, yes, or whatever, and I forgot which boy was like, wait a minute, that's not regular.
Yes, and showed and the parents.
Showed the parents, and the parents just like, okay.
Like, bro, a butt.
Like, what?
Listen, this, yo,
what, bro?
People, I need y'all to understand, like, yo, y'all are wicked, because Brian Peck literally had letters. He was a pen pal.
Right.
He was a pen pal with this man.
Man,
he was a
said
pen.
He had all of the letters next to his bed, like in the nightstands, and like stacked.
It's sick, man. So it's really sad, because eventually, of course, he gets locked up for it. And he makes a call to Drake makes a call to his father. He like, did you see? They got him. And
his pops was
at
like,
this
thank
point,
goodness.
His pops like, thank goodness, I knew it. I'm just so glad he.
That wasn't true.
It wasn't true.
That broke my heart, bro.
Not knowing
that is him the whole time.
That is his son the whole time.
That broke my heart, son.
Yo, I'm telling you, bro, it really fucked me up in my head, because I'm like, yo, this man really tried his best. And it like, yeah. So the saddest part about all this, and this is really what goes on in today's world, mm-hmm, is that the powerful are always going to still be somewhat connected and have their ties. When it was all said and done, Brian Peck was able to get out. Well, when he got out, mm-hmm, still was able to work.
At Disney
around kids.
Zach and Cody.
Which is crazy. That was another hit.
Then the saddest part was, it took years, but when they finally seen the people that vouched for Brian Peck letters, some of them, they said that they can admit that some people wrote letters not knowing
what the charges were.
Yeah, right, the depth, yeah, of it, and you know, ada ada.
That's also crazy to me too. How y'all not doing y'all homework?
Vouching for somebody you don't even know what he's being accused of. Like
that's insane. Y'all.
Nah, because you want to know what it is, crazy. Because you got to remember, like, it wasn't how it is now. There's no Twitter and all that where everything's being exploded up of what's the ins and out of the whole.
But still, even being asked, even without that, to write a letter for this person, I need the details.
No. So they know the details of what he's being accused for, mm-hmm, but they don't know the facts of what's being presented to prove that he's being. So in their head, when they're writing these, they're like, oh, someone's just trying to ruin your life and lie about you doing this. That's what they're thinking. You get what I'm saying? Like, oh, someone just lied on you. I know you wouldn't do it. Because, you know, some in their letters, they're like, there's no way.
If anybody I know is accused of touching kids, I'm sorry. I'm not writing shit. I ain't writing shit.
Because they was talking about, oh, he wouldn't have done anything like this unless he was tempted.
Yo,
that shit was crazy.
I'm like, what?
Like, yo,
what?
Come on.
What?
And you know what's messed up? Like, watching Drake talk
about the court?
That and the whole thing, he's like, he kind of blames me. He's like, well, I should have known, like, as I was a kid, but I should have, like,
yeah,
bro,
yeah,
there's no way for you to know that.
Facts. But,
yeah, it's crazy.
It's like, damn, son. So, yeah, Drake ends up having to go to court. And as he at court, when he walks into the courtroom, Brian Peck's side of the court is full of supporters, some familiar faces, and he's like just shocked. And he like, his main thing he says is like, yo, yeah, I gotta live with the fact that y'all here supporting him. And like, I gotta live with the fact that that happened, and I'm watching y'all support him. I'm like, yo, damn, it is crazy. This is a young kid,
right? Yeah.
And y'all all supporting a man, like, instead of like worried about this kid and what, uh-huh, he did to him, bro. Like, yeah, how he damaged this kid, bro. But yeah, after that, you know, he gets marked down as a predator, and he still finds his way to work around kids.
Insane.
Of course, what they're gonna do, and I'm like, yo, that's bullshit. But of course, they sit here and say that they did not know. But that's them basically. I know once they work with him, they're like, yo, look, as long as you know that we're just going to have to say this if it ever comes out.
Yeah. Because the dude that brought him to Disney was one of them, the people that wrote a letter, but saying he had nothing to do with him coming to Disney. I'm like, bro, this literally came through you, bro. Like, you orchestrated this.
It'd be sad, bro. And then they're like, yeah, when we asked him, he said it was taken care of. That's what y'all, that's all it takes.
Bro.
It was taken care of. Don't worry about it.
Niggas said, all right, but produce this.
It was so much that, and then I forgot the third person who was like the chaperone of the kids.
Yeah.
Like bringing them to the set and all of that.
Yeah, he
like, I don't know, bro. It was just too much.
Yeah.
But yeah, tune in because honestly, all I can really do is try to give you a long story short, but. Tune in. It's really crazy. You see a lot of the kids, and they talk about how much it really damaged them.
Yeah, being child actors.
And I'm like, you know, yo, honestly, that is another rabbit hole in itself of being a child actor and then losing it all and having to go back to a regular life. Because that's what a lot of them had to basically face, whether their season was cut short,
or
but
they just got canceled.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying? It just, they never was able to succeed after and to still being actors. The only one that mainly still was able to keep it going was Drake and Amanda.
Yeah.
Everybody else didn't really see too much of the limelight after. And they like, yo, it just kind of fuck you up mentally because you go from living that life and being this person to not having nothing at all anymore, or like not even being recognized of who you are. I'm like, yeah, that is one thing because it's like it's hard to transition. That's what I feel like it is. Because like,
that one dude kept talking about I was trying to take my family out the hood.
Yeah,
he's like, yeah, I thought I was gonna take my family out the hood, and it just still in the hood, ain't you?
Yeah, all you did.
I've seen him on other stuff. Like I don't remember where. I like seen him at, but he looked familiar when they like put him on camera. I'm like, I know this guy from somewhere. I have to look him up. But he was definitely on TV again.
The roles that they need to like live the lifestyle that they want. To go from being a known actor on a show to where when kids see you, to like now where someone like, yo, wasn't you in that HIV commercial?
Bro, my fault. Before we get off of this, you know what bothered me the most about that dude? That nut ass headband, bro. Why they had his headband on like that every episode? My nigga, he had the lowest C's.
That's the reason why I remember him, because of the headband.
Headband on like this. Like, come on, bro.
And it was big as hell, too.
Like, come on, why y'all did it like that?
Double XL headband.
Like, why did y'all do it like that? That shit blew up.
Bro,
because
that's the motherfuckers that be dressing them. They don't know no better. They just think what's cool.
This is hip hop.
They don't know you got to go get the NBA. They had the Chinese beauty supply store.
Nah, dead ass, bro. That headband was nasty, bro.
Oh, my God.
Pissed me off.
But yeah, man. Quiet on the set.
Would y'all let y'all child like pursue acting? Like you have kids and you're like, you know, I think I want to be an actor, you dad. You know, like
if I was there, like if I had time to like really, really be there, type shit. Sure.
I
feel like if you can't be there, you gotta lead them alone, type shit. Nah.
Yeah, that's one, and then two. I just fear the. Like the harsh reality once you grow out of that kid phase. Because if you really take a look on child actors, I would say it's different now because social media. Uh-huh. So you got different ways of getting yourself out there, making more room for yourself. But back then, you know, it was grind. You had to really go to spots. But now you can literally be on Instagram, post something, and someone's hitting you up about being in something else.
Only way I would do it if it's not like a space for like, if they in some shit where it's like not a breeding ground for pedophiles. Like, like the Super Kitty shows.
Yeah. Backyard again, Bob's.
Like, why is a nigga with no mustache here on set holding pickles. I need to know why.
Yeah.
But nah, I mean,
let you read the room first and see what.
But that is tough though, cause like being that and then growing up to like not really still being that.
That's what I'm saying.
Sometimes,
bro,
I wonder how, if I would have stuck it out, it would have went.
If y'all don't know, Blanco is an actor.
I'm not an actor. I acted when I was.
I was in a couple commercials. I see.
I acted when I was young for a few years, but I called the quits.
But that's what I feel, bro.
Started jumping the streets. I'm joking.
But that's what I fear, bro. That's what I fear. I fear that what is going to do to my kid mentally when they have to realize, like, you're growing out of this kid phase, mm-hmm, and it's not hitting for you the same. And you want to know what's so funny? Because I've been watching my wife and kids over. And my wife and kids, as Katie grows up, mm-hmm, through the seasons, they really, they make it aware, like, they put it in your face of, she's not cute anymore, because she, like, yeah, like they do mad puns and jokes about, oh yeah, you're not a baby no more. Yeah. Like, feel me? And I'm like, yo, that's fire, because as you start to watch it, she go from this little cute, yeah, innocent baby girl to like, all right, now that's not cute anymore. And they focused one whole episode on it. Like, yeah, you're not a baby no more. Feel me? You're at that weird adolescent stage where it's like, you're not that. You can't. So, when you look at it, it's like, all right, let's use her for example. After she was done playing that kid role on there, what happened? You know what I'm saying? Like,
but with sitcoms, that happened with everybody on a sitcom.
But that's what we talking about mainly, though.
Yeah, but it's a long stretch. I feel like if they're not doing other gigs in between seasons or whatnot, it's tough.
Yeah.
Because where the hell is Junior?
Bro, all of them. You're right. But I say like that, I say for Junior and them, it's different because it's like you wiser. Like, you know, like, what's going on. When it's a kid, it's like, you went from, and then all of a sudden, it's like, mommy, why don't, like, feel me? You growing up and you're not getting that attention no more. But yeah, it does happen a lot with sitcoms, so I agree.
It's only a select few that's able to, like, transfer.
Feel me? Because there's few kids that I've seen in movies.
Pray for the kids from the Brandy Mac show.
Well, not Jordan.
Jordan, they said, yeah, Jordan is okay.
They
said Nessa is showing ashy ass.
I did.
Nessa out here bugging on OnlyFans. They said baby girl started one too. No. Bernie rolling over the bridge.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
No, she didn't, bro. Yeah, stop bro. Saying that. Why you bro. Lying?
He about to go check
it. Why are you lying?
Yo.
You're funny.
I mean, she's our age. You know that, right? It's okay. Yeah,
it's definitely our age.
that's still wicked.
But, yeah, bro, that shit right there is really a harsh reality. And I've only seen a few that, like, really were able to be in other things and, like, go further. I know Disney stars usually kind of, like...
Yeah, because they groom them from, like, for, like, stardom.
Yeah,
like,
Disney be, like, having movies set up for them and all that.
Yeah, they getting they money out of this.
Yeah. Nickelodeon, like, just do this show.
Yeah.
See ya.
Yeah, because Nickelodeon is more about the show than the person, I feel like.
Yeah.
Disney, they like, you want a 360.
Yeah, like, nah, that's true, though.
Facts. Disney's like, look, you after this, you're going to be playing Ariel, and then we're going to have you as little Annie.
And
then you're going to drop an album.
Even though you can't really sing, we're still going to put out an album. Auto-tune is going to correct a few issues.
Yo, I really feel like that'd be part of the contract.
Yo, all the time, I just had like music videos and albums, bro.
Absolutely. Yeah, Disney knew what the fuck they was doing with this.
They gonna do that, bro.
Like Raven Simone, bro. Have you heard any one of her songs ever?
I know the kids did. The Raven Simone fans.
She got albums.
Yeah, bro, I was about to say.
Shia LaBeouf was never stopped rapping. He never stopped rapping, bro.
Wasn't he like getting high freestyling with
Even Stevens, Holes.
Transformers. He's still rapping?
Yeah, he's still rapping, bro. He started going to radio stations rapping. I'm like, bro, from the Holes rap song, you just decided to keep going.
Them holes.
Yeah, well, at least Disney. Now, I don't know how the contract really looking as far as the bread, but Disney really be making sure that.
Yeah. Yo, Selena Gomez was on Disney too. That's crazy. Yeah. They really did. Groom people to like become pop stars.
Only a unsuccessful one was Orlando. What's his name? Brown.
Yeah, Brown.
Orlando Brown.
Orlando had his time though.
He making more chicken being an unhinged
yeah.
human being now than he ever did. They're making us pay for grapes.
Yeah.
Yo, son, yeah.
You will not be allowed in my father's house.
How much time we got on that?
We got another 15.
Another 15? Did y'all see the Freaknik shit?
I didn't watch it. I heard it wasn't worth watching.
It wasn't bad. I think people was expecting to see, like,
Felicin.
A whole bunch of ass. And maybe that's why I was ass for them.
No pun intended.
Yeah, no pun intended.
They wanted to see Freaknik, you know? They wanted to see, like, you know, what was going on. Live and direct.
Yeah, being that we wasn't there, I guess that's what they wanted. It started off on some like wholesome shit. I didn't know that. I thought it was always on some like wild shit.
It was like a group of them, right?
Yeah, it was like for black college students. They wanted to get together on some like, think of Howard Homecoming, but bigger.
Yeah, but I feel like I seen a clip and it was like six or seven of them.
And they started it and the name Freaknik came from the freak out. Like, it came from that. They wanted to bring the dance back.
Oh, okay.
So it's this wholesome thing going on, and then fast forward, Uncle Luke sees it. He's like, "You got this innocent Freaknik. I'm putting the freaking Freaknik." They got girls kissing, shaking the ass, doing all kind of wild shit.
Like you, that's your sister. You kiss her, and yeah.
Cause he like, how you got Freaknik and ain't no Freaknik shit going on. And from there, it just he's like, somebody had to do it, and it just turned crazy. And then you see like the people in the middle of the street. Oh, put your pants down. Like that's what was going on, bro. Like they had the camcorders out, show a little titty. Like
it was more like girls going wild.
That's what it was, bro.
Yo, it's sad because, like, damn. Yo, for that shit to really be a wholesome start and then someone just come, Turkyo.
Yeah, because it really started, like, I'm like, damn, this is black excellence. Like, people talking about how it was and what it meant to them and all that. And then it just changed. And then people still enjoyed it. And people were coming out for that, for the freak and the Freaknik shit. Mm-hmm. And, it just started to get a little aggressive.
Yeah, I was about to say. Yeah. Then it goes to the dark side.
And then it fast forward. I think I guess it was like after 97 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta didn't want it there no more because I think it was Olympics or something. I don't know. But and so they cut off all the roads, and then that combined with men in the street pulling girls out the car and ripping their clothes off. I'm like, it shows beginning to end. Like, it ain't all just fun. Yeah, the fun is actually, fun part is small, which is why people probably don't like the doc.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know why Freaknik ended for real.
Wow.
Old horny niggas. It went from college students to old horny niggas coming there and being predators.
Yeah. Shit always, yo. Yeah. No. But shit always get ruined because of them.
Yeah, facts.
Because like, of old horny niggas?
Yes.
Yeah.
Literally them. Like, yes. Old horny niggas is the reason moving why a lot of things get ruined. If you really take a look at a lot of shit where it just be like concerts and tours and all that.
Yeah.
Once you get to that dark side of that documentary, It's an old horny nigga that did some wild shit.
It was mad unnecessary because in the doc, like, it's girls that's with it. Like, why you gotta attack the girl that's not with it?
Because it's freak, nigga. You supposed to be with it. Don't like, matter.
That shit was weird.
You an old horny nigga right now.
Nah, but the funniest part was girls that was tired of men coming up with the camcorders like, take your pants off. They switched it around. It's like, nigga, take yours off. You ashamed, ooh, nigga? Hey, yo. Little dick ass nigga.
Nigga, shame, bitch. I'm playing with me. It's cold out here.
Nah, nigga started walking, running away, bro.
That's crazy. Running away?
Yeah, they started running away. That shit was jokes, but nah, it was cool. I didn't know they tried to bring it. They brought it back, but on some like different shit. It's like a concert now, I guess. Mm. I don't know. They should have left that shit where it was.
Yeah, some shit you just gotta let it be. It's sad because I know why people bring it back. Especially for our generation, we didn't really get to experience it. So you want to experience something close to it, which is the reason for everything that's nostalgic coming back. People start like, oh yeah, snapbacks used to be a thing, and Pellies, like, feel me? That's just what it is. We didn't get to experience it, so we want to bring it back and experience it because it was like a good time. But it's not always gonna work in that favor, and it'll never be the same. Like, we living in two different ages. Like, I would love to experience a lot of things that our parents and older siblings went through.
Yeah.
But it's like where we at now, where you being criticized for a lot of shit. It's always a camera being recorded. It's a lot of movements. Nothing against the movements, but like, it's a lot of movements. So it's like, you gotta, we not in the same thing. We just gotta create different lanes and just make it fun for us. So like, when our kids grow up, they're like, oh, wish we got to experience that. Cause that's all it's gonna be. It's just gonna be a chain of, I wish I could've experienced that. And at the end of the day, we living in ours. Like, feel me? You gotta think about it later on. You already see what's going on with our, like, because these kids is watching other kids play games. Like, feel me? Like, that's where their entertainment is. We only went to YouTube for a game to see the trailer of it. Yeah. Oh yeah, Grand Theft Auto, that shit look crazy. Feel me? Now, nigga, like, okay, Grand Theft Auto came out.
Well, watch him play it.
Yeah, he gonna play. I need to see an hour of him playing it. Like, feel me? And so, we're like, everybody just got to understand, like, we got our own flavor. Everybody has their own. We living in our moments. We just got to create the sauce.
Yeah, facts.
Feel me? As long as we create the sauce, we can experience a good time. I really do wish we got to experience where it was lighter on a lot of things.
Which man?
When I say, like, lighter, meaning, like, how harsh things are being viewed or how you, like, what you could say, what you could do.
We had that up until 2013-14.
But I'm saying, like, just at the...
Nah, they was wilding in, like, the 80s and the 90s with the slurs.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I say more so of, like, at our age to be able to enjoy that. Like, yeah, we still got to. Don't get me wrong. Like, I've had fun in my young 20s, 19, and all that. But I'm saying, like, at our age where our siblings and family was that. You know, I just wish we could experience that. But I'm not against none of it, though. Like, I understand that times change and it's kind of just trying to shape us in a better path and understand things more, like, especially when it comes to movements. I'm trying to educate us more.
I'm just happy I didn't see any of my family on that dog.
You have family at Freedom?
I'm glad I did not. I don't know, but they was on the footage. It was some guy on there that was smart. He knew that one day this would come out. They was in a Jeep. He was like, yeah, what you out here for? Everybody's like, yeah, I'm here to see what's going on with Freaknik. He's like, my girl is at home. I know. And you can see he's like, this video, somehow, some way, is going to come out one day. He's like, I'm not here for anything. I'm about to go get some food.
Babe, I did not know it was anything like this.
Cause somebody with a random camcorder, it's not like a phone or whatever.
Yeah.
This never seen the light of day. He's like, nah.
Bro, that's the wild part, because you really got women out there like, yeah.
And nobody's ever going to see this.
But
2024.
I will say, that ain't nothing compared to what we living in now.
Oh, they doing themselves.
I'm gonna say this before we get out of here. I'm getting annoyed with the Twitter shit, where the replies is literally just a bunch of OnlyFans accounts in the thread.
I'm not gonna lie, that's partially why I got off Twitter,
bro. The thread be literally a wholesome thing, like, well, the actual comment video, whatever, be a wholesome thing. It'd be like, oh yeah, look at these two kids playing, and then right under,
yeah,
free pics of my booty hole.
Twitter got worse. Elon said he was getting rid of the bots. He did not. This shit got worse,
bro. And you want to know what the craziest part is? That I just seen it today too. They're just keep finding ways of. So I guess it's certain things that point them out. Like, yeah, you say news, whatever. So now they're putting these shits in parentheses. In parentheses, you parentheses, yeah, D, like, just so you.
I told you I wanted to get off social media in general, but like I was still going on Twitter a little bit, but like that and like niggas like James retweeting porn all day,
right?
I'm like, all right, aggressive. let me not go on because it's too much going on.
Yeah,
maybe like 8 a.m. Like, why y'all this horny?
Twitter is not what Twitter used to be, but see, like that's a prime example. For the ones that's on Twitter now, it's sad because you will never get to experience how we got to experience Twitter back
Friday.
Women Crush Wednesdays after dark. On me about after dark. If you've been with us for a while, you know what episode. But if not, then you got to catch the episode. Find it. I'm not going to tell you the number because you should be subscribed and liking and commenting and already watching our videos to see where it happened at. But if you didn't, now you gotta go and do it.
I don't even remember the number of that episode.
But hey, you wanna know what? I do. So if you subscribe, yeah, I will literally, and you comment after you subscribe, we will tell you the video number. And you can go watch what Brandon had to say about on his After Dark. But yeah, man, if you're still here though, we do appreciate you. Like and subscribe. It's always a pleasure having y'all here. We'll be with y'all again to start April off because it's March 31st right now. So next week, we will be with you guys. Start off April real right. What up? Head us out, man.
What if I don't want to? Then what?
I'm just going to walk.
then what would we do? Oh, you're just going to leave?
Yeah.
That's Bye. Crazy. All right, well. Just me and you, Bonko.
Hey, you went flying business spur. Hey, you went driving around the world. Hey, you went brown like a squirrel. Hey, you went Chanel pearls. Hey, you went Rolls Royce car. Hey, you went Rolls.